From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
I am Allison Stewart. Luke Burbank is in Chicago today, so check him out hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Until then, I'm flying solo. Today marks the beginning of a three-day music binge where headliners, unknowns, and new discoveries are just waiting. It is Lollapalooza 07. For about $195, you can get a three-day pass to see big venue acts like Pearl Jam and The Roots and smaller stage acts like Cold War Kids. Now, for a music writer, covering Lollapalooza is sort of payback for that Ryan Cabrera show you had to see. Esquire music critic Andy Langer is at Grant Park in Illinois, where it's all going down. How are you, Andy?
Good morning. It's just getting started, and, you know, it is a beautiful day here in Chicago, and you got the skyline of the city above every stage, and you got music for days on end. It's pretty good here.
Now, as a music critic, you know there's this one act that you have to cover sort of due diligence because it's your job and everything, and then there's this one act that you really just want to see. What's the act that you have to cover and why, and what's the music act that you're just dying to see?
Well, you know, in this case, it works out because, you know, this is the only Pearl Jam show of the year in America, and they would be the one that you have to see, but it's one that I would like to see. You know, that's something, Pearl Jam in a park in Chicago. That'll be something I have to see. Early today, I have to see, because I want to see, a band from where I'm from in Austin, Texas, a band called Ghostland Observatory, who have the dubious distinction of playing real early out here, but should do real well. Because
a little electro-punk early in the morning, is that going to work?
Yeah, you know what? They're the kind of band, they're two guys, and they've done everything themselves. I mean, they're self-managed, they're self-booked. You know, you need to get a hold of these guys, you're talking to them. And they're doing it that way because it works for Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. I mean, they're completely a do-it-yourself band, and they have the kind of sound where at several of these festivals, at ACL, at Lollapalooza last year, so the Austin City Limits Festival, Lollapalooza, and a couple of the other larger festivals, they have drawn, you know, 200 people to start with, because 200 people sit in front of any stage. And then at the end of the set, they've got 10,000 people.
Well, that's
because
not
people, I wanna, on their way to beer, grab, you know, a listen to them and like it.
Well, I don't want to tease people any longer. Let's listen to a little bit of Ghostland Observatory with Sad, Sad City.
All right.
Been inside, I'm a motor running. Feeling overheated cause my life keeps coming. My heart has been in trouble by the speed of love. Stretching these streets for so committed. Talking ideas on lust and pity. The people's I found have no place at home. Well, I need you to want me, to hold me, to tell me the truth. Say I need you.
Ghostland Observatory playing in the daytime at Lollapalooza, so sunglasses required. Now, who do you think's actually going to give the best performance at this? Who's been good at festivals?
I think you got to look at, there's a little chunk on Sunday where you've got Kings of Leon followed by My Morning Jacket followed by Pearl Jam, and you could just sit in front of that stage and see three of the best bands in America all at once, and, you know, Kings of Leon just keep getting better and better. This is, you know, they're from Tennessee. They grew up part of a Pentecostal preacher clan and ran around the country in a van with no TV, no access to anything pop culture. They end up discovering leaving God behind, discovering the dirty ways of rock and roll, and they're the sleaziest sort of, you know, classic rock band working right now. And they don't know any better. They think this is what being a rock star entails. And so they just go out there and play like classic rock stars, and that's refreshing in this day where a lot of these bands are, you know, looking at their shoes. They're shoegazing bands, and these guys put on a show, and people love seeing the Kings of Leon live, and for good reason.
All right, fellas, hold on to your girlfriends if you're going to go see the Kings of Leon. Let's listen to On Call.
I'm on call. I'll be there waiting.
Kings of Leon, not exactly household names yet, but someone who is Amy Winehouse. We've heard so much about her this summer, but someone who is going to be opening for her is becoming a bit of a draw himself. Paolo Nutini?
Yeah, there's a guy who does stare at his shoes a lot, and he looks sort of awkward and uncomfortable on stage, and yet he's got this great voice in sort of Joe Cocker school of just from the gut singing, and he's got great little 3-minute pop songs, and he's been working at Breaking America for the better part of a year and a half. I mean, he came to South by Southwest, he drank himself into a stupor in Austin to the point where he ended up with 2 tattoos of the Lone Star beer logo, and the problem with that is it's a Lone Star, you're supposed to have 1. He ended up getting 2, and he just comes to festivals, drinks a lot, stares at his shoes, and yet is probably one of the most enigmatic, like, you can't get your eyes off Paolo Nutini. He's really impressive, and it's one of those guys where you want to see him succeed, and it's slowly but surely he's conquering America, which is good.
Well, I got to tell you, I've had nights like that in Austin myself, as you know, so I can't cast any aspersions, but let's listen to Jenny Don't Be Hasty.
You said you'd marry me.
Don't treat me like a baby. You are a baby. He's only 20 years old. Hey, speaking of babies, this is a nice segue there. Kidzapalooza, you know, a lot of these hipsters, they procreate, and they bring the kids with them. There's something for the kids?
Yeah, this is a different thing that they've been doing since they made the festival a destination spot in Chicago. You know, you're asking people to travel to Lollapalooza. That involves, you know, finding somebody to take care of your kids if you got kids. So instead, they've said, bring your kids, and we'll entertain them all day long. And they have as many bands on the kids' stage as any other stage. The kids' stage also features some booths where you can get mohawks made by professional hairdressers who will give your kid a mohawk. And then the coolest part of the kids' stage is special guests from the main stages come over and play surprise guests. And as we understand it, G-Love will do that this year, as will Patti Smith did it last year. She's expected to come back. And a gentleman from Pearl Jam named Eddie Vedder is also supposed to play a kids-only set over at the kids' stage. And Perry Farrell also always plays the kids' stage, which is a chance to see, you know, guys that are playing in front of 40, 50,000 people later in the night playing in front of, you know, 600 or 800 kids, which is really cool if you can wander over to the kids' stage while you're here.
And before,
something for everyone.
Before I let you go, let's talk about those stages. I've been on the website, and I'm very, very jealous you're there. But I got to tell you, I'm a little put off by the Adidas stage, the AT&T stage. Is the corporate sponsorship run rampant? I mean, I remember the, I don't mean it's like an old timer, but the Lollapalooza of the day was about being outside the mainstream, and it was an alternative way to see music.
Well, look, I mean, putting on music festivals is an easy way to lose a lot of money. This is not an easy task to put on a festival, get people to come, and organize something on this scale where you've got people that do nothing but work on this festival for a year. And the problem with that is it's expensive, and you got to find a way to, other than just ticket sales, to pay for that stuff. So what they've done is they've sold just, you know, every kind of sponsorship opportunity, they'll take it. So everything has some kind of sponsor attached to it. The folks that organize this festival come from a background of managing Lance Armstrong. And, you know, if you look at cycling, everything is branded, you know, in sports, everything is branded, and that's what they've brought here. The good news is ticket prices remain relatively reasonable because they have all this income coming in from the branding. You know, if you don't want to be a part of it, don't look at the branding, I suppose, but you do have to say, I'll meet you over at the Bud Light stage, which is, you know, could be off-putting. The flip side of that is, you know, these bands, you know, a lot of these bands have songs in commercials. A lot of these bands are doing their own deals in magazines and whatnot where they're holding a BlackBerry or they're holding, you know, a Bud Light, and I guess this is just part of the beast of summer concerts, and these things are not cheap to produce, so that's really why you see so much of this branding here.
Well, Andy Langer, I'm not going to hold on to you any longer. If Lollapalooza started up, you need to get in there. Andy Langer is music critic for Esquire. His weekly podcast is The Andy Langer Show. And as we head on out, as a little tribute, going to play a little music from Perry Farrell, the original founder of Lollapalooza. Yep, he's still in it. The name of his new group is Satellite Party. You've been listening to The Bryant Park Project. We'll be back in full swing next week, courtesy of NPR News.